Yesterday, I spoke on the floor of the Senate regarding another politically motivated leak of classified information, the National Intelligence Estimate. It should be no surprise that the leak was selective to be deliberately misleading. Only a fraction of the NIE was reported on the New York Times, and even that fraction was misinterpreted. Leaks of this nature, 6 weeks before the election, are without a doubt politically inspired. Even worse, these work leaks are illegal and make the jobs of our intelligence operators even more difficult. I've read the NIE in question. It's not what the Democrats and their friends in the media say it is. Now, some on the other side of the aisle would like the American people to believe that the document confirms what they believe, and that is that the war in Iraq is simply a distraction from and has nothing to do with the war on terror, and that it is the reason for the growth of radical Islam. This is a pitiful election year misinterpretation of a serious document. It's clear critics want Americans to have only a portion of the truth. That's unfortunate, but that's what happens when enemies of the administration see intelligence matters as just another tool to aid them in the fall elections. As one who's read the NIE, I believe that declassifying the key judgments section is the right decision so that the American people will have a more balanced perspective on what the document truly says. Also, the Senate is on track to complete legislation on the President's terrorist tribunals by the end of the week. The compromise legislation will preserve the most important tool we have in protecting Americans from terrorist attacks while creating a fair system to bring terrorists to justice and safeguard our classified information and our agents who risk their lives in their field. I hope my colleagues on the other side of the aisle recognize the importance of this legislation and forego their recent history of block and obstruct.